First Ward City Council member, Sue Cahill. Hi, Sue.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me that a question that you get a lot is, why can't we get the downtown cleaned up? Do you want to talk about that? How maybe you deal with that question?
Sure. You know, after the tornado in 2018, our downtown took such a big hit. And for a while, we seemed to wait on construction to happen. But there are a few obvious spots that still need work, and you don't see a lot of action. But I live just north of the downtown, and the other day I was asked that question, and as I drove home, I could not believe the amount of construction and repair work going on in downtown. Obviously, we have the courthouse. That's a big piece. But just south of that, you look at Wells Fargo building a new facility, the new True Value store. You come to Main Street, you look at Ocean City has been revamped. You look at they have worked on going down the line there. We have the McGregor's has new windows, new facades, the black tire shop completely redone. They've removed the building next to the Wax-Tastic and have shored up those buildings and will continue to work there. If we go the other way down Main Street, again, at the Sports Plus building on that corner, they're scaffolding up and they're doing repairs and facade work. On down the senior center, or the senior residence of Marshalltown, the top floor that was blown away by the tornado, they've started construction up there to put that facility back into work. You look on State Street. If you go all the way across from Casey's on 3rd Avenue, there's a new, brand-new laundromat that's being built, the Eckler Laundromat. Down State Street, you all the way down at about Center Street, you have the, I saw them taking down another building because Danny and Garrett Goodman are building the Flying Elbow, a new restaurant that will be built there. There's construction just north of there on the Alvarado de Schwato brand new grocery store being built. Again, new construction, active construction in Marshalltown. Down the street, you get and you look at the Raycom building that just looks like a completely different complex. So much, and there's more,
yeah.
Right across, you know, it just goes on. Buildings coming down. New facades, new buildings coming up. I look at it as, wow, we are making progress. Yes, there's still a few spots to be done. And again, waiting on insurance or lawsuits or different issues, but we have come such a long way. When people told us that it would take 5 years to recover, I think that I said, oh, no way. We'll be past that, but we're almost at the 2-year mark, and wow. Yeah. I mean, I just look at the work being done, and it amazes me.
Yeah, I concur totally. You know, kind of funny, we were conversing, you and I, on how this whole segment worked, and that I ask you a question. One of the funny things that your response to me was, are you going to ask me, like, what kind of ice cream I like or something like that? So, Sue, inquiring minds want to know, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream before I let you go?
Well, you know, I like just about, I like a lot of kinds, but anything vanilla that has caramel and maybe some nuts in it, a little ribbon of fudge in it, those are probably my favorite.
Oh, those sound good. That really sounds good. All right, Sue Cahill joining us. Appreciate it. And, hey, we'll have you on again, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.